but that can be all in the past. If you just give me a chance, here's the secret to make our love last. Keep loving me, keep loving me, keep loving me the way I love you. Pay no mind to those who disagree, 'cause when you give, you're bound to receive. Don't let what happened before make us like the others that lose. Trust me, believe in my plan and the secret I know time can prove. Keep loving me, keep loving me, keep loving me the way I love you. Pay no mind to those who disagree, 'cause when you give, you're bound to receive. Don't let what happened before make us like the others that lose. Trust me, believe in my plan and the secret I know time can.
That's the Everly Brothers. Their very first recording, a song they did in 1956 called Keep a Lovin' Me. And we're going to play nothing but Everly Brothers today. Recently, Don Everly passed away. His brother Phil had been dead for about 7 years, and then Don died. And so I thought we'd just do a whole show devoted to their stuff, a lot of their hits, a couple of their album stuff, and remembering the great, great music they left us. So I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we are going to play nothing but Everly today, and just remembering them. And we're going to get started with Bye Bye Love, which was their very first charted song. And then another big hit, Wake Up Little Susie. And then a song called This Little Girl of Mine. So here we go right now from 1957. Bye Bye Love, the Everly Brothers.
Bye Bye Love. Bye Bye Happiness. Hello Loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye Bye. Could I? Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance, that might have been. Gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye bye, love.
my love, goodbye. Bye bye, my love, goodbye. Bye bye, my love, goodbye.
Came out in 1958, February 58th, when it debuted on the chart. Went up to number 26 for the fellows that year. And before that, we heard Wake Up Little Susie, 1957, September of that year is when it came out. And that was their first number one charted pop song. It's also in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as one of the top songs on the Rolling Stone 500 Most Influential Songs of All Time. It's number 318. And a real fun song by the guys there. And then we started out with Bye Bye Love, their very first charted song. Came out in the spring of 1957, Bye Bye Love, went up to number two on the charts. It is a Grammy Hall of Fame song. It's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame song. And it's also on the Rolling Stone 500 Most Influential Songs at number 210. The Everly Brothers started in 57 with all their hits coming on and had hits all the way up to 1984. So big, long career for those guys. They were awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1997. They were put in the Country Western Hall of Fame in 2001. They were invited to play and be a part of the Grand Ole Opry in 1957. And they were put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986. All of it's well deserved by these guys. All right, let's keep going. We're going to play All I Have to Do is Dream, and then Devoted to You, and Take a Message to Mary, the Everly Brothers.
Dream, 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 dream. Charms whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream, 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 dream when I feel blue in the night and I need you to hold me tight whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why. Taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do. Devoted Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her where I am. Take a message to Mary, but don't say I'm in a jam. You can tell her I had to see the world, or tell her that my ship set sail. You can say she better not wait for me, but don't tell her I'm in jail. Oh, don't tell her I'm in jail. Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her what I've done. Please don't mention the stagecoach and the shot from a careless gun. You can tell her I had to change my plans and cancel out the wedding day. But please don't mention my lonely cell where I'm gonna pine away until my dying day. Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her all you know. My heart's aching for Mary, Lord knows I miss her so. Just tell her I went to Timbuktu, tell her I'm searching for gold. You can say she'd better find someone new to cherish and to hold. Oh Lord, this cell is cold.
From March of 1959, Take a Message to Mary. That one went up to number 16 on the chart for the guys. Before that, we had Devoted to You, 1958, went up to number 10 on the pop charts that year for the guys. And then starting off was another number one hit they had, All I Have to Do is Dream, that came out in spring of 1958. That song, by the way, is a Grammy Hall of Fame song. It's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame song. And on the Rolling Stone 500 Most Influential Songs, it's number 142. So they had quite a few of those records that had all kind of honors to them. And this one also charted again in 1961, went up to number 96 for them that year. Okay, let's go. Let's see what we got next. We've got Till I Kissed You. Then we're going to do a little album cut off the album Everly Time LP. And a little different sound you're going to hear from them. A song that doesn't really go along with some of the other songs that you remember from the Everly Brothers. And then Let It Be Me. So let's go right now with a big hit for them, Till I Kissed You.
How did I exist until I kissed ya? Never had you on my mind. Now you're there all the time. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. Uh-huh, I kissed ya. Oh yeah, things have really changed since I kissed ya. My life's not the same now that I kissed ya. Oh yeah, you got a way about ya. Now
kissed ya. Oh yeah. You don't realize what you do to me, and I didn't realize what a kiss could be.
You got a way about ya. Now I can't live without ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah.
You don't realize what you do to me, and I didn't realize what a kiss could be.
You got a will about you. Now I can't live without you. I kissed ya. Oh yeah, I kissed ya. Uh-huh, I kissed ya. Oh yeah.
Thank you. I'd find complete love without your sweet love. What would life be? So never leave me lonely. Tell me you love me only, and that you always let it be me.
All right, 1960. Let it be me. Number 7 on the pop charts that year for the Everly Brothers. And before that, out of a 1960 LP, the Everly Time LP, was a song called Nashville Blues. Real nice sound by those guys. Didn't chart, but a little different style than what you're kind of used to hearing, but they did a good job on that. And then we started off that set with Till I Kissed You, with the Crickets doing the backing band on that song. 1959 went up to number 4 for them that year. And the Everlys, of course, they influenced so many people. The Beatles said that they were influenced by them. The Beach Boys used their harmony style after the Everly Brothers. And if you listen to Simon and Garfunkel, early on especially, but they also were influenced by the Everly Brothers. One time, Paul McCartney and John Lennon referred to themselves as the British Everly Brothers. So there was a big connection there that they had on that sound. And if you listen to Please Please Me, the vocal arrangement was based on Kathy's Clown, which was, of course, a big hit for the Everly Brothers. Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones said that Don Everly was one of the finest rhythm guitar players he knew of. And Paul Simon was a big fan of theirs. They worked on a song together called Graceland many years ago. And the three of them put together that. And he said their songs were really influential to him, and just one of the most beautiful sounds he'd ever heard. And he also said that the guys were there when rock and roll started. They were all part of it. Okay, we're playing nothing but the Everly Brothers today, since Don Everly passed away about 2 weeks ago from the time I'm doing this show. And Phil had died about 7 years ago. So we've lost both the Everly Brothers, but they left us so much good stuff. All right, let's keep going. We're going to have, speaking of Kathy's Clown, we're going to get started with Kathy's Clown on this next set. Then When Will I Be Loved? And then Like Strangers. So here we go.
Don't want your kisses, that strangers. That's what we are. Darling, how can lovers pull apart so far? Like strangers. Forget that we've been angry. Let's be lovers like before and swear not to be like strangers anymore. Let's forget that we've been angry. Let's be lovers like before and swear not to be like strangers anymore.
October 1960s when Like Strangers broke into the charts and it went up to number 22 for the Everly Brothers. And before that, we had When Will I Be Loved. That one came out in late spring, early summer of 1960. And that one went up to number 8 for the guys. And then Getting Us Started was another number 1 song for them. Their last number 1 song that hit the charts, Kathy's Clown. And on the Rolling Stone 500 Most Influential Songs, it's number 150. And a good sound by them. You know, I was in grammar school at the time that all these hits were coming out. So this brings back a lot of good fun memories of those times, having a radio on all the time in the house. I got a transistor radio, first one I ever had when I was that age, and got it for Christmas one year, and I had it on all the time, walking around with it close to my ear constantly, but always hearing these kind of fun songs, and hope you're enjoying it. Okay, it's kind of hard to do a double play when you're doing the same people for the whole show, but here's what we're going to do. We'll get started with a song called Love Hurts, and then we're going to play a double-sided hit for the guys as our double play of the day. We'll be doing a song called Walk Right Back and then Ebony Eyes. So here we go right now, and Love Hurts.
Scars, love wounds, and mars any heart not tough nor strong enough to take a
themselves, I guess. But they're not fooling me. I know it isn't true. No, it isn't true. Love is just a lie.
Bring your love to me, don't send it, I'm so lonely. I'm so lost.
On a weekend pass, I wouldn't have had time to get home and marry that baby of mine. So I went to the chaplain, and he authorized me to send for my ebony eyes. My ebony eyes was coming to me from out of the skies on flight 1203. In an hour or two, I would whisper I do to my beautiful ebony eyes.
The plane was way overdue, so I went inside to the airline's desk and I said, "Sir, I wonder why 1203 is so late." He said, "Oh, they probably took off late, or they may have run into some turbulent weather and had to alter their course." I went back outside and I waited at the gate, and I watched the beacon light from the control tower as it whipped through the dark ebony skies as if it were searching for... And then came the announcement over the loudspeaker. Would those having relatives or friends on flight number 1203 please report to the chapel across the street at once?
Then I felt a burning break deep inside, and I knew the heavenly ebony skies had taken my life's most wonderful prize, my beautiful ebony eyes. If I ever get to heaven, I'll bet the first angel I'll recognize, she'll smile at me, and I know she will be my beautiful.
Early 60s tragedy songs. Someone loses their boyfriend or girlfriend or wife or husband. And it's a killer song, Ebony Eyes, 1961, early 1961. And that one went up to number 8, a song written by John D. Loudermilk. In case you're a Loudermilk fan, you probably knew that. But a good song by them, one I always enjoyed listening to by the Ebony, by the Everly Brothers, Ebony Eyes. And the flip side of that, Walk Right Back, 1961, went up to number 7 for them that year. And a two-sided hit. Like I think I mentioned, I can't remember if I mentioned it or not, they had, I believe it was 16 45s that were double-sided hits. And this is one of them. And I played that as our double play of the day. We just played one side and flipped it over and played the other. So hope you enjoyed that, those two by the guys. And then to get us started was Love Hurts, 1960 cut off the LP, A Date with the Everly Brothers. And I'm surprised that song didn't chart for them. You know, that's just good sound. In fact, that one didn't chart for anybody until the mid-70s. Roy Orbison did a version of it, but it didn't chart either. But in 1976, I believe it was, Jim Capaldi, who was a member of Traffic, had a hit with it. And later on, Nazareth did a song, the song, and had a hit also with it. But I'm just surprised this one didn't chart for the guys. We're playing all Everly Brothers today. We lost Don Everly in August, and I'm just playing everything that I can by them today, and hope you're enjoying the show. Okay, we're going to try to get some more in here. Let's do Crying in the Rain, So It Was, So It Is, and So It Will Always Be, and then Gone, Gone, Gone. So here we go, Everly Brooks.
I'll never let you see the way my broken heart is hurting me. I've got my pride and I know how to hide all my sorrow and pain. I'll do my crying in the rain. If I wait for cloudy skies, you won't know the rain from the tears in my eyes. You'll never know that I still love you so, though the heartaches remain. I'll do my crying in the rain. Raindrops falling from heaven could never wash away my misery. I look for stormy weather to hide these tears I hope you'll never see. Someday when my crying's done, I'm gonna wear a smile and walk in the sun. I may be a fool, but till then, darling, you'll never see me complain. I'll do my crying in the rain. I'll do my crying in the rain. I'll do my crying in the rain. So it is, and darling, so it always will be. You spoke, and I was captured for everyone around to see. So it was, so it is.
Yeah. that you mean, baby, as you walk down the street, baby, we'll ask you why you're walking all alone.
Gone, Gone, 1964, went up to number 31 on the charts that year for the guys. And then before that, So It Was, So It Is, So It Always Will Be. And that came out in the spring of 1963. And it was one of those that bubbled under the 100. It only made it to like number 116. But a really good sound by those guys on that one there. And then we started out that set with Crying in the Rain, number 6 for them. Came out in early 1962. Okay, we're going to get in two more, and then we're going to have to get out of here. So hope you've enjoyed this show today. And the Everly Brothers, we lost Don August of 2021, just a couple weeks ago. Phil died 7 years ago. So, but boy, did they leave us some great, great stuff. So just hope you enjoyed hearing some of these again and catching up on things maybe you hadn't heard in a while. So, and you know, they recorded so many good songs by so many different good writers, too. Of course, Bootalo Bryant and Felice Bryant wrote so many of their songs. Probably, as far as hit songs, probably a dozen of them came from that duo of songwriters. But they also did songs by Ray Charles, Roy Orbison. Of course, I mentioned John D. Loudermilk a minute ago. They wrote a little bit, some of their own they did too. But they also did songs by Carole King, Jerry Coffin, Doc Thomas, and Mort Shuman. And just Jimmy Reed, they did a Jimmy Reed song. So anyway, did a lot of good stuff. So but we're going to get out of here. Let's start out with a song called Bowling Green. And then we're going to end. The last song we'll play by them is a song. In fact, it's their last charted song. It came out in 1984, went up to number 50, and it was written by one of their big fans, Paul McCartney. And that's a song called On the Wings of a Nightingale. So here we go right now, though, with Bowling Green.
Sure is lucky if he's seen a bowling green light. Kentucky sunshine makes the heart unfold. It warms the body, and I know it touches the soul. Bluegrass is fine, Kentucky owns my mind.
Of a Nightingale, 1984 for the Everett Brothers, and that one went up to number 50, and that was their last charted pop single that they ever had, and a song, as I said earlier, written by Paul McCartney, one of their big fans, and I know he really enjoyed them having them do that song, and being such a big fan of them himself. And then before that, we got Bowling Green from the spring of 1967, went up to number 40. And that would have been their last top 40 hit that they had. And then they went a little while with a couple more hits along the way. And then they went about 10 years after their last hit before they did On the Wings of a Nightingale. But what a sound, the Everly Brothers. And we just paid a little tribute to them today of all the songs they left us. And with Don dying, that was the last of the brothers to go. And just want to thank them for everything they did and gave us some great, great fun, music, and great memories over the years. Thank you for listening. Okay, we always do an instrumental when we get out of here, and I thought, well, we'll have to just do that again. So what I'm going to do is I've got a song. As we played at the beginning of the show, we did Bye Bye Love, which was their first charted song on the pop charts. Went up to number 2. So I found a nice little instrumental version of that. So I thought I'd end the show with Bye Bye Love. So, but anyway, thanks for joining us today, and we hope to catch us next time on BRC Radio.